Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I love it. You know, you go out early, you get a win. You know, you had a weekend off to spend time with your family. Well, obviously, you know, when your body's sore, you got to do some things to get it back ready to go. And, you got to do the right things to take care of yourself. But anytime you can get a chance to play football under those lights on a big stage, you got to get fired up for that.
Yeah, Antonio Brown strikes me as a guy that really cherishes the primetime games where the entire NFL universe, in theory,
is
watching.
Yeah, but he said
you.
Last year he doesn't like to call attention to himself. Maybe one of the most amazing quotes I've ever heard an athlete say. Yeah, he's always, at least, I don't know which Sunday night maybe they do the – like the pregame intro highlights, he's always included, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if
loves
he's
that stuff.
I don't know if he's going to be in the one tonight. I'm sure he'll be prominently mentioned because he loves that. And I truly believe he loves playing the game any night of the week, especially in primetime. I'm sure, you know, he'd rather play on a Sunday night or Monday night than Thursday night, but he's one of those guys that'll make the best of it.
Speaking of Antonio, he'll be the NRG ambassador at the NRG Santa Spectacular for a special meet and greet and photo op tomorrow night. Register before 7 at the NRG booth at the front of Point State Park for your chance to be one of the winners. Talking about Thursday night football, text comes into 412-928-9370. Guys, I sell my Steelers season tickets. I have two for myself and two that I sell for every game. This is the first time this year I've sold my tickets for less than face value.
That surprises me. But again, probably it shouldn't because I said it's later in the year now. It's a Thursday night game. I think maybe Monday night people were more used to. You know, some people probably take off work tomorrow. Other people just say, hey, I got to get up early and go to work. I'll watch it at home. And as soon as it ends or as soon as it's decided, I can turn over and roll off the couch and go to bed.
I'll watch all the bells and whistles of the Skycam.
There you go.
Special for tonight's game. Dan's on the air. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
This idea was actually from my son. I thought it was a really good idea for Thursday night games. He said, why don't they do what NHL does and make Thursday night the rivalry night? If you look at, you know, Thursday night opening the season, I think that's okay. Thanksgiving Thursday night's okay. And I think the last couple, a lot of times they flex the games to Saturdays. But other than that, you could take 15 good games that are the top rivalries historically in the NFL. And no matter what the record was for those teams, you would not have a problem selling tickets. Attendance would be good. Viewership would be good. I know tonight if we're playing the Ravens, that guy, like you just mentioned, would have no trouble getting more than face value for his tickets.
Okay. Thanks for listening. If you go through the schedule, the majority of the games here are division games. Bears-Packers, that's the oldest rivalry in the NFL. Chiefs-Raiders dates back to the days of the AFL. Bills-Colts, ditto. Seahawks-Cardinals, rivals. Next week, Giants, the Giants-Redskins. So, you know, they are games that are the Steelers and Ravens have played on Thursday night twice since this package came out. So I think that's a good idea. That was the idea when they first came up with this. I think it was also to make things easier on these teams from a game planning standpoint, make it a matchup of two teams who are familiar with one another.
You think right. That matters? I mean, it's neither team would have an advantage. If you're playing tonight against who? The Los Angeles Rams, for instance. Neither team would have an advantage in game planning. Maybe that would affect the quality of play, right? I never thought about, you know, that something like that factors into this stuff. As long as one team doesn't have an advantage over the other. And if you're playing a rivalry, both teams should know the other team. Does that make for a better product? Maybe. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. Here's the truth. He's on the Fan. Hi, Truth.
Hey guys. How are you today?
Hey.
Good. Hey, you know, I think, you know, you look back to where was the change in all of this? I think Sunday night football was the big change in viewing habits. And when they added that Sunday night package, you know, it really crushed Monday night.
It's the biggest game of the week now. That's what they consider their biggest.
They made it the big game.
That is their big game. Absolutely. It used to be Monday night, but now it is Sunday night. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so, you know, and I think that what they ought to do with this Thursday night is somehow try to make it around the bye. So the two teams that are playing on Thursday have had byes on that Sunday. Maybe make it so you take make it a reward for the top, you know, four or six teams in the league. They get the extended, break coming out of their bye.
Yeah, but you don't know who the top teams are going to be when the schedule's made up before the season, though. And, you're playing Thursday night games from week one. It's impossible to give them a bye week before you play until the first 4 or 5 weeks, right?
Well, I think the point you're trying to make is a reward. So, like, the Super Bowl winner would have a bye week before its Thursday night game. Is that the point you're trying to make?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. And also, I don't think you need 16 of these games. I think, you know, like the, when they first came out, I think there was only 8 Thursday night games.
Right, right.
And then go back to the 2 Saturday night games after the college regular season has ended. Maybe they can fill some dollars with some of this European early morning stuff. I don't know.
Well, let me just stop you for a second. So you're talking about the mechanics or the solution here, which is fine. I think that's an interesting discussion too. But let's get back to the original thing I was looking for this morning. Do you watch it? Do you like it? Are you interested in Thursday night football as it's currently done?
I'm only watching the Steelers, and I think, if it's another Thursday night game, I mean, didn't New England play it on Thursday?
Against Tampa.
I was vaguely interested in what the score was, but no, I'm not tuning in, no.
Okay, thank you. Jason LaCanfora joined us, and we asked him about the future of Thursday night football, and this is what he said.
It's not going away. It's not going to be expunged. It's certainly become more of a bone of contention in some factions around the league, but it also still brings in a whole lot of money. The players as well are not really in the business of walking away from money. I mean, part of the reason salaries go up, part of the reason the salary cap goes up is that these are not the biggest slices of that pie, but it's the slice they get from CBS and the slice they get from NBC. It's not chump change either. I would like to see it recalibrated to 8 games, maybe 8 Thursdays. And if you want to do 2 Saturdays after college football, okay, perhaps. I think it should start, you know, after Thanksgiving or start with the Thanksgiving game and run through the back end. Or if you want to do every other week, that's fine. It cannot be a forum for me, just as a football observer, for every team to get a primetime game. Because especially in a year like this, America doesn't want to see every team in a primetime game.
Here's the problem with what Jason said at the end there. Two things. Number one, you do it so every team plays, so there's no inequality or one team. You're trying to create a competitive balance, right, Ron? Where every team has to get ready for a Thursday night game.
But I think his point was nobody wants to watch Cleveland and San Francisco play.
Fine. The other thing that, okay, if you're going to say play only 8 games, well, now you're going to cut the money in half. So right now, it's $500 million, $50 from Amazon to stream the games, $450 million from CBS and NBC. The players get 55% of that. So that's an extra $275 million in the players' pockets, Ron. That's an extra, if you just go 53-man roster, that's over $100,000 a player.
Yeah, that's why as much as they don't like it, they're
right.
Not going to give it up.
So when Jason says recalibrate it to 8, so everybody's going to cut their pay in half, I don't see that happening. So this is what we've landed on. The Steelers play a Thursday night game, a big one against Tennessee. We're going to bring Chris Hoke in next hour to talk about the specifics of the game. Right now we're talking about Thursday night football and how there isn't a lot of interest in it. And that includes going to the game tonight. Ticket sales are down. You can get tickets below face value on secondary markets and why there isn't a lot of interest for the primetime Thursday night games. Even when the Steelers are in it, fewer people want to see them play in person. So we're taking your calls on that, 412-928-9370. We'll get Chris's thoughts on the Dick LeBeau component, that subplot to tonight's game. It's Cook and Pony.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.